Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for this wonderful opportunity we have to come to you by this radio broadcast. We're looking forward to having you on board with us today. Looking forward to your call-in, dialogue, and discussion. Let me remind you, you can discuss the matters that we're talking about, the issues that we're dealing with, or others that you would like to discuss, simply by dialing 401-1413, 904-401-1413, get you directly to our studios and right to our microphones so that we can have that discussion and dialogue together. Ladies and gentlemen, we're on the very eve of the determination and the decision of the direction of America. So I pray that you'll stay tuned in today. Join us in this discussion, one of the most important ones that I believe we have had recently, and it's dealing with the destiny of America, where we're going. And the scripture is very, very clear, and I'll read that in a moment, of what we ought to do as Christians and as conservatives in particular. But we base our decision in discussing issues, ladies and gentlemen, based on the authority of scripture. Jesus said to his disciples in John 8:31-32, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Then Jesus said, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we make the determination on what we say about issues based on a central biblicist worldview. What does the word of God say? What does the Bible say? Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible gives us a very clear instruction and conditions for doing battle with Satan and his demons. Where do we find that? Multitudes of places in the scripture, but I want to read you a verse or two. Then we will have a further dialogue and discussion about this election and what is taking place in the next 24 hours. The scripture says in Ephesians 6:13-14, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Verse 14 says, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's truth that needs to be the armor that we use to face the enemy. And let me tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, we're dealing with a very important election, but the election is not just physical battle. It's not just battle between ideological philosophies of the left or the right. It is not a battle based on Democrat or Republican philosophies. It's a battle between good and evil. It's a battle between God and Satan. It's a battle between Satan and God being fought out in the hearts and the lives of human beings. This is the reason so often you find things being said or done on the extreme left, the socialist, communist, Democratic Party today, that you look at it as a Christian or as a conservative. You say, how could they believe that? How could they do that? It's because it's a demonic battle, ladies and gentlemen. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we are on the very eve of the election that will determine or destroy America. Every Christian, every conservative, every constitutionalist must do two things. Number one, we must pray, and I pray that you have already been praying. Pray and ask God to give America another chance to honor Him. Pray and ask God to bless America once again. Pray and ask God to save our nation today. Then, ladies and gentlemen, we must vote. And may I say very succinctly, we must vote for the conservative platform. You certainly don't find that on the Democratic platform, where there's the platform of death and not life, the platform of a sodomite lifestyle and not a life of purity before God. We are talking about a struggle for the soul of America. I want to ask you a question. And we will then open the microphones to take telephone calls if you want to jump in. But let me ask you a question. Perhaps you're listening in a listening area that it affects you up in the lower part of Georgia. And I pray that you'll listen carefully if you're a listener and you're in Georgia. Listen very carefully. Here's an article that says, Armed Black Panthers Lobby for Democratic Gubernatorial Candidate Stacey Abrams. It further shows, it says here, they have obtained photographs of members of the Black Panther Party wielding weapons and holding signs supporting Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams, a leftist who hopes to be the first black female governor in Georgia. Ladies and gentlemen, Stacey Abrams is more than just a leftist. Stacey Abrams is a socialist communist. In fact, when something was said in one of her campaign speeches about the need to support agriculture in Georgia, she said, why do we need agriculture? You can get food in cans down at the grocery store. Did you hear that statement? It would sound as though in her statement that she's ignorant of where groceries, where food comes from. It comes from agriculture. Then it goes into the cans. You don't just find food in a can at the grocery store. And this, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, these pictures, shows the pictures here that I'm holding in my hand, four Black Panther leaders with their full camouflage military outfits on, their boots and their armors and their belts and their weapons, the long weapons, they call them assault weapons, holding big signs says Stacey Abrams for governor. Ladies and gentlemen, Abrams is the candidate for governor in the state of Georgia. And this article simply goes on to say then, who are the Black Panthers? The Black Panthers are a radical hate group with a racist and anti-Semitic agenda. They are dangerous and encourage violence against men and women of the in the uniform, speaking of our military and our police force. Ladies and gentlemen, I pray that you'll stay tuned for this entire broadcast today. Let me remind you, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood, and this is a very important broadcast today. I want you to hear every minute of this broadcast. I want you to pray seriously for tomorrow and for the election. And while I'm thinking of it, tomorrow's broadcast is going to be devoted and dedicated to you, our listener. If you're listening, I'll be planning to call tomorrow because I'm going to invite every listener that will, every listener that our time frame on the broadcast will allow to call in and allow you to pray on the radio broadcast, pray for our nation and pray for our state and pray for God's intervention in this election. That's our invitation for tomorrow. So don't forget it. Keep in mind, tell your friends, neighbors, those that need to be notified, those that have a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, that we can pray for the victory in this election. I believe we have a caller that's been holding. Go ahead with the question or comment, please.
Hi, I kind of wanted to say that I really appreciate what you say every day and the messages you bring. I remember walking through campus and kind of hearing you talk about marijuana and those effects. So it was nice to like have friends and talk to them about what I just learned from you, because I had really no idea, you know, about those negative effects. But I also wanted to say, regards to the election, I actually kind of disagree with making a connection with the Black Panther and the candidate, because there's so many Nazis or racist people that agree with President Trump, but we don't really make those connections in a sense. And my heart kind of does hurt because of the lack of diversity that we have in the government. And, it's just been really hurtful, especially with race and everything going on and the demonization of race. It's been really hurtful as a Christian to watch, because I feel like the government should be reflective and our churches should be reflective of God's creation, which is very diverse.
Absolutely. Well, I'm in full agreement with what you're saying, but let's set the predicate and the foundation of the statement. It's not a matter that you can have some leftists that are supporting a candidate. That doesn't mean that candidate necessarily stands there. But this particular candidate, Stacey Abrams, and that's running as governor candidate for Georgia, has already proven that she is a left-wing radical. She is absolutely a total socialist. And she, may I just be very blunt and very plain, very direct, we do not need a candidate. I don't care about the color. That's not the point. It's not a matter that she's a black person or a white person. It doesn't make make about any difference about the skin color. God doesn't see the skin color. God looks at the heart. But more than that, as we look at it as a nation and state by state, we need to look at it on the basis, are we going to be drawn closer to God, closer to the Bible, closer to the Constitution, or is it going to be something that's going to diminish our constitutional liberties? Will it diminish our Christian liberties and our freedom of speech? Will it diminish our right to keep and bear arms? Will it diminish our borders and our sovereignty as a nation? And she's against everything that I stand for and that the Word of God stands for as a premise for a Christian life. So that's my stand, and that's my position on it. But listen, I am thankful that you listen each day. We praise the Lord for you and looking forward to what God is going to do in this election. Keep on looking up. The scripture says in Luke 21:28, look up, lift up your heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. And so may I say, even after the election, regardless of the outcome of the election, God is still on the throne, God is still in charge, and God is still watching over all of us. And it's my prayer and desire to see God get the victory, especially for the constitutionalists, for the Christian, and the conservatives. I believe we have another caller on the line. Go ahead with your question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. I'm a retired naval commander, and I just want to say I appreciate, first of all, the stance and your, the wherewithal that you have to be able to talk about these issues that really people sometimes are afraid to talk about. And so I just want to point out, firstly, that you mentioned a scripture where Jesus said in John 17:17, thy word is truth. And I think that, you know, for the most part, if we as a nation would sincerely begin to seek truth and ask God to expose the lies. And, you know, you can't go wrong with seeing things that Scripture clearly tells us is wrong. But more than anything, if we just continually seek truth, and the truth, let's be honest, sometimes the truth does hurt. You know, I mean, I grew up in a family, to be honest with you, that was specifically from a specific political party. I'll just leave it at that. But it wasn't until I began to ask God to open my eyes and show me the truth of a matter, the truth about certain agendas here and there as it related to my vote. And so because of that, you know, I can honestly say that I do have family members who don't particularly like me because of, you know, how I may vote conservatively. So anyway, I want to say thank you, sir.
All I can say, sir, is join the club. I believe in each and every one listening, there's a family member someplace, maybe near or far, but a family member that may disagree with the conservative Christian constitutionalist vote. But let me tell you this, and for our other listeners also, let me encourage you with the fact that we're not standing alone. We're standing with the majority of Americans, I believe, that want a constitutional form of government, not a socialist, communist form of government. Keep in mind, as we look at what communism and socialism stands for, it's antithetical to anything that's called religious liberties, freedom of speech. In fact, under socialist communism, it's anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-constitution, and we, under that tight governance, we will lose everything that we hold near and dear as the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And for, as you referred to it, the other side, the other party, may I just simply be plain and blunt again, it's the Democratic Socialist Party. In fact, the Democrats now, 57%, say they lean toward socialism. And under the Democratic Party of today, it is not the same party of the John Kennedy of the 1960s, 61, et cetera, et cetera. It is not the 60s Democratic Party. It's the loose, lax, lost, liberal, left-wing, socialist, communist movement today that's in America. And they stand for murder by way of abortion. They stand against our Declaration of Independence. They stand against our Constitution, against the Bill of Rights. They stand for the sodomite lifestyle. They stand for murder by way of abortion. They stand for the LGBTQ and their rights, special rights, rather than the liberties and the Christian rights that we have. So I'm adamantly opposed to it. And again, may I remind each of us today, ladies and gentlemen, that we're dealing with a spiritual battle. It is battle in high places, that is, in the realm of the unseen, and it's the demonic against the moral, ethical, Christian conservative today. And it's the battle being fought out in the hearts and the lives of those on the left and the right from the standpoint of the battle for the soul of America. You say if Satan can have a socialist form of government in America, it will destroy the church. Ultimately, it will destroy religious liberties. It will destroy constitutional liberties. It will destroy anything that's called the Bill of Rights. So this is the reason I'm so passionate about it, because lest we as Christians, listen very carefully, lest we as Christians today pray and seek God and humble ourselves and turn from our wicked ways and allow Him to heal our land, we'll not have a land to pray for in the future tense. Thank you so much for calling. I believe we have another caller on the line, please.
Informative and educating, Dr. Youngblood, and I agree with you. And my ultimately, my heavenly land's the most important, but I just wanted
Amen.
I just wanted to cite two scriptures from Devar Yeshayahu, the words of Isaiah. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, his mighty shoulder, and his name shall be called Hela, a wonder, Yoetz, counselor, El Gabor, God mighty or mighty God, and Sar Shalom, the prince or ruler of peace. And it says, of the increase of his government, there shall be no end. Upon the Davidic throne, to order and establish it with justice and justice forever, the zeal of Yahweh Sivaot, the Lord of hosts, shall perform this. So, regardless of the outcome, and I agree with your politics, but regardless of the outcome, my hope is full and final in those verses. Thanks.
Amen. Absolutely, brother. Thank you so much for that call. In fact, the text that you just read and shared is absolutely wonderful, and it points to not only the present governance, but the future tense, and that future tense in the kingdom of God when his kingdom shall come, and Jesus Christ will rule and reign for 1,000 years in the millennial reign. And I'm looking forward to that day, because we won't have to worry about the left or the right, politically speaking. We won't have to worry about the socialists or the Democrats and the communists. We'll simply be ruled the rulership of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the scripture says that we're going to rule and reign with him. And in connection with your statement for our last caller, the scripture tells us, reminds us very definitively, that government is of God. In fact, we had three institutions that God formed, and that was the home and government and then the church. And Romans chapter 13, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, right page, right column in my Bible, it tells us that God created government, and government is a minister, is to be a minister of God. And we've gotten far away from government being God's minister. It's gotten to the point today where government is the hammer that controls the people rather than we, the people, making the determination for the direction of our nation. But ladies and gentlemen, may I remind us again, we need to seek God. We need to pray. We need to pray for the outcome of this election. Because, you see, ladies and gentlemen, if we do not, if this is not victory from the human standpoint of seeing the conservative constitutionalist candidates go into office, we're in a deep pit of problems in America. May I remind us, after you prayed, after you prepared, after you have voted, after you have done all that can be done, I call that having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, in that text in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13 and 14 in particular, where Paul is saying, having done all, stand, it's saying literally, dig in the heels. Do not turn around. Do not run. Do not bend. Do not bow. Keep on keeping on in honoring and serving God. Remember, this is a satanic, demonic battle. It is a battle for religious liberties. It's a battle for the freedom of speech. It's a battle for the right to keep and bear arms. It's a battle for the life for the unborn in the mother's womb. It's a battle for morality and ethics and values in our nation. Because keep in mind, under socialism, there's no freedom of speech. There's no religious liberties. There's no self-defense. There's no right to keep and bear arms. There's no constitution. There's no Bill of Rights. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know how anybody could say it any more definitively, any more directly. It's a battle, ladies and gentlemen, against the sodomite invasion in America. It's a battle against drugs flowing in the streets of our cities as the socialists would have it. Do you realize, ladies and gentlemen, just to, for example, one of the amendments that they're dealing with on the ballot, for example, with Amendment 3, that we're dealing with here in the state of Florida, Amendment 3. By the way, if you're wondering where I stand, if you've missed some of the previous broadcast, or if you've not voted yet, on every one of the constitutional amendments, say no, 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 right on down the line, simply no, on all of them. Why? Because we do not need to amend our Constitution any further. It's already like Swiss cheese today. The Florida Constitution has been amended 120 times since 1970. Our U.S. Federal Constitution has been amended only 27 times since 1791. That should tell you something. You need to ask the deep question, if they want laws, for example, with Amendment 3, if you want a law that will allow casino gambling or that will, quote, bar casino gambling, and by the way, casino gambling is right now barred in the state of Florida. Only place that it's legal is the two or three Indian reservations in southern Florida by way of a treaty with the state of Florida. The state of Florida gets about $800 million plus a year as a result of that treaty. But for years and years and years, since 1984, ladies and gentlemen, the gambling industry, the big, deep-pocketed gambling industry in the state of Florida, they've tried since 1984 five times to circumvent what we have now as that treaty with the Indian reservation. They've tried to circumvent it so that somehow, some way, they could bring gambling across the state of Florida. And this, ladies and gentlemen, on Amendment 3 is a backdoor approach to do that very same thing. And it's been promoted by many Christian organizations saying, vote yes on Amendment 3. Ladies and gentlemen, they're 1,000% wrong. 1,000% wrong. Because Amendment 3, if you vote yes as a constitutional amendment, it circumvents the due process, it circumvents our representative government, and keep in mind we're a constitutionalist republic with a representative form of government. Why would we want to codify something in the Constitution that will circumvent our right to vote through our legislators, and if they don't vote the way we want them to, we have the right to vote them out? So it is a farce. In fact, the gambling industry, with the primary financial backers on that being Mickey Mouse, the place that's supposed to have been at one time was for family entertainment. It's far cry from that today. They have sodomite days and special days for the cross-dressers and the transsexuals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to be there. And keep in mind, Mickey Mouse, the Mickey Mouse organization, Disneyland, that's investing so heavily in it. Why would they be interested in whether or not I have the right to vote on casino gambling? There are a lot of things that come into the picture, and the focus in this broadcast is not necessarily on that. But I was using that for an example of what happens when we put the wrong people in office or when we don't recognize what's taking place that tries to deflect our attention from the real issue. It's a demonic, satanic issue, ladies and gentlemen. And may I remind us, in this venue, in that aspect of the battle, it's a battle against the drugs flowing into the streets as approved by the socialists. We already have now so-called medical marijuana. There's two suits now standing that our legislators will face in the spring when they go back into session, where they're going to have to make a decision, because medical marijuana is already flowing on the streets in the state of Florida. There's about 12 or 14 of those shops, pot shops, in Jacksonville, Florida today, and they're trying now to force it so that medical marijuana can be ingested by puffing and not just by taking the medical portion of it. But ladies and gentlemen, that's an attempt. Once the camel's nose gets into the tent, is to get the camel in the tent. But we're talking about a battle against the constitutional rule of law. We're talking about a battle against the Bill of Rights. We're talking about a battle against socialism and communism and the destruction of America and for the state of Florida and for each of the states across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, yes, we're in hand-to-hand combat with the enemy of the soul of America, and that is Satan himself. Just what will happen? I think we need to do this, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it for a moment. What will take place? What will happen if the socialists win this election? And ladies and gentlemen, listen, we've had the Communist Party USA since about the early 1900s. The Communist Party USA been involved networking across America with incrementalism, incrementally getting little laws and little bills passed and little legislative issues done. And they're drawing the net today, ladies and gentlemen. We're watching the grand finale of what's been taking place now for many, many years in America with the Communist Party USA. And now they're calling it the socialist, but the socialist is simply communism-like. It was Karl Marx that said you can take a capitalistic governance and you can allow it to devolve into socialism in order to gain the utopia of communism. And that's what the game plan is for the enemy of the soul of America, the enemy of the child of God, the enemy of the Constitution, and the enemy of everyone that's listening on the sound of my voice. If you're a Christian, if you're a moralist, if you're an ethicist, if you're saved, then you're against what we see taking place. So I say pray and vote. But what will happen if the Socialist Democrats and the Liberals win the election tomorrow? What's going to take place, especially on a national level? Number one, Pelosi and Schumer will move toward the impeachment of President Trump and Justice Kavanaugh. Number two, we'll have gridlock with no protection for America. 3, abortion on demand will be nationally accepted if we have the socialist Democrats back in command and in control. We'll have special rights for the LGBTQ. In fact, some has already said the LGBTQ special rights trump, T-R-U-M-P, trump religious liberties. And that's the position that many judges are taking today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see higher taxes. We'll see higher crime. We're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, if the socialist Democrats win this election on November the 6th, that's tomorrow. This is the reason tomorrow's broadcast, as I've said a moment ago, tomorrow's broadcast is going to be devoted to allowing you, our listener, to call and pray publicly on this radio broadcast, praying for our state, praying for our nation, praying for God to give us victory in the election that will be taking place, culminating tomorrow. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, if the socialist Democrats win, we'll have a gender-free bathroom, showers, and locker rooms by federal law across America. Yes, you heard what I said. In fact, it's sad and it's dangerous that we're having major calamity across America, and the drive-by media, the fake news, not covering what's happening with our sons and our daughters and our mothers and our grandmothers and our sisters being molested and harmed and harassed in the public restrooms and the shower rooms, the locker rooms, et cetera, in our college campuses and across America in the public venues. The socialist governance in medicine will make a social medicine nation out of America, where if you wonder what can happen if there's a need for medical treatment, if you wonder what can take place with social medicine, all you need to do is look north of the border. See how it is in Canada. When somebody in Canada needs a heart transplant, they come to America. When somebody in Canada needs some major medical treatment, they come to America. Otherwise, they wait 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 24 months, and most of them die before having medical treatment. That's what we'd have in America for medicine today, medicine in the future, if we allow the socialist governance to take control. We'll have civil disobedience in the streets. In fact, one of the Democrats have already said that if the Republicans win, that there will be blood flowing in the streets with civil war. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. We're almost there now. In 2011, I published a book entitled, Is It Time for Revolution? And subtitle was, Will It Be the Battle Box or the Battlefield? And my prayer is that it can be resolved and this revolution can be resolved at the ballot box and not in the battlefield on the face of the soil of America. But ladies and gentlemen, no borders and the loss of American sovereignty will take place if we put the liberal socialists back in office. We'll have a weakened military defense. Ladies and gentlemen, it's under President Donald J. Trump that I believe God, through his divine intervention in 2016, that we had President Trump come into office, that's delivering us from the weakness that Barack Hussein Obama brought about. Barack Hussein Obama was destroying our military, destroying anything called the sovereignty of America, apologizing for our strength as an American nation, et cetera, et cetera. If we put the socialist, communist, Democrats into office, ladies and gentlemen, we'll have gun control by federal law. It won't be an option for you or for me to have the right to keep and bear arms. Our Bill of Rights will be absolutely shredded before our eyes if we do that. Ladies and gentlemen, we must not allow Florida, we must not allow Georgia, we must not allow America to devolve into socialism. We are a conservative nation. We are a Christian nation. We as Christian voters can and must not allow this to take place. Do you know, ladies and gentlemen, that the Florida candidate for governor, Andrew Gillum, is a socialist? Do you realize Gillum was trained in the Soros-funded school of revolutionists at the Rockford Institute in California? It is the same radical socialist training school that produced for us Van Jones and Linda Sosoris and the multitude of other radical groups like Black Lives Matter, Media Matters, Tides Foundation, et cetera, et cetera. After Andrew Gillum had gone through his 18 months of training as a radical revolutionist, Andrew Gillum became an Obama-style community organizer in Tallahassee and has only been a radical socialist politician since. Ladies and gentlemen, he is dangerous for the state of Florida. He is dangerous for any political office. He is a total socialist and will destroy what we have already in the state of Florida. Ladies and gentlemen, if Andrew Gillum goes in, may I remind us, he's against life. He wants abortion on demand. Gillum is a person that is under special FBI investigation today because of bribery and blackmail and corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me remind you again, pray, keep on praying, and ask God to intervene and give us victory for the Christian and for the conservatives at the polls tomorrow. Thank you so much for tuning in. Looking forward to having you join us even tomorrow as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located just 1 mile south of I-295. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. Sunday evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study, prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in this same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard every evening, 9 p.m. on AM 1600 and 100.3 FM. Tune in and invite others to listen.